This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Presented by Garrettson Building Supply, State Representative Christine Goodwin with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing good on a Friday. So update us on what's been going on this week in Salem with the Oregon State Legislature.
Well, it's been fast and furious. So the bills have been working their way through committee to the floor. So I start my day 8 o'clock with my committee meetings and move into a caucus briefing and then onto the floor. And to get through the volume of bills before us, it is really starting to be daily doubles on the floor and into the evening. They are, as the bills pass through, so let's say the House bills, once they have passed through committee, then if they sometimes are diverted to Ways and Means or Revenue, then the committee has to take up the Senate bill. So it's just quite a process.
So talk about things you've been working on legislatively and how they're doing.
Well, the two bills that I had presented in this session, one, the predator damage control districts, which really the essence of that was to give Oregonians freedom to protect their property and their way of life. And these districts were formed, actually in Douglas County and Coos County was a pilot program 5 years ago. And it allowed these districts to self-tax, essentially. They're voluntary. They tax themselves to offset the cost for the services they use to the county. The county has to pay ODF&W, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, for this predator damage and control. So they manage the predators. So this was simply a repeal of the sunset of the bill. It was a funding bill. It should have been quite simple, but this is an example of the majority, you know, the majority party having the gavel and just deciding that there wasn't enough time to really move this through committee.
So are you concerned then that it's not going to happen, or is there still a possibility?
No, this one looks like it's killed for this session. Yes.
And
sadly.
What about what are your thoughts about trying to bring it back at a later time?
I think I will. I will pick it up in long session because it really is an important bill. In the meantime, our county will continue to pay for the services. So the services will not go away. But this was such to me, in my estimation, this was a perfect bill to allow the very citizens who use the service to pay for that service. So therefore, we are free to use those county monies for other services that our citizens need. So I will pick it. It's not going to go away entirely. I've learned a lot in this process.
And of course, this session, constitutionally mandated at 35 days, do you think both chambers are going to get through everything?
Yes, I think so. But there are big bills yet to come, of course, and we still have the private forest accord and ag overtime, a couple of the big ones coming forward. The speaker pretty much manages that time and the gavel. So I think we'll get through it.
And are you looking ahead already at other things for the long session that you'd like to put together?
Certainly. I think the long session is really intended to be for bigger policy issues. So that's, you know, the short session was intended to be little fixes for things that perhaps came out of long session and really needed some work or some amendments to it. So it has become, though, an arena for some bigger policy issues. And I think that's a mistake, especially on some of these huge issues like ag overtime, which is not an Oregon solution to rush something through the legislature that so impacts our farming community, our producers. It requires a lot of flexibility in our farming industry, and this overtime is really going to ultimately not be a good thing for our farmers and ranchers.
So where does that one stand at this point?
Well, it will come to the floor likely on Monday. So I'll give you a briefing on that. The private forest accord, of course, which really impacts our community. There's three pieces to that bill, very large legislation. Now, this has been in the work for 2 years. So the environmental groups, the timber groups came together because there had been timber wars forever. And, of course, lawsuits have just locked up our forest and created a big muck. So there's three components to it. Overall, I don't like the harvest tax, but I also see that that is necessary to produce some, to fund some programs that got through the legislature. There's a small woodlands piece, has to do with the buffers and the riparian zones. And just overall, the bigger agreements between timber and environmentalists. I don't think either side's happy. I mean, I know either side is not happy. But that's the compromise. The experts came together. And I don't think the legislature should tinker with this a whole lot.
About a minute left. What are some other things people should know about regarding what's been happening in Salem?
The construction, the capital construction monies, the Republicans, we know that we in rural Oregon, we are in desperate need of some major infrastructure repairs. And so there is some monies that we've all submitted asks for. I am working toward the Southern Oregon Medical Workforce Project, bring an allied medical college to our region. Really, it would address all Southwest Oregon, but we have nothing but workforce issues throughout Oregon, but certainly in our area. So that's my ask. I'm also working on a recovery campus for our ADAPT program, also to address housing and workforce issues and just helping those folks with their services.
All right. A quick update there from Salem. State Representative Christine Goodwin, thanks for being on this morning.
Right. Thanks, Kyle.
8:39 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.